Episode 2416, How to Keep Your Cool.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you're coming off a fabulous week. It is Relationship Builders Day, and I want you to have the strongest marriage you can have. Build a foundation that will last anything. I promise you, it will bless you and your family for years to come. But you know what? Sometimes we get a little hot under the collar, and it's not just any hot. It's We Are Mad, How to Keep Your Cool. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. What if your anger could do more good than bad? How would that change your marriage? Learn how to keep your cool when your spouse makes you hot. And it's not that kind of hot. Oh no, because you know what? We all get a little heated at times. We get frustrated at the world, at people who don't do their jobs, at the government, at mandates, sometimes just at life. Come on, be honest, be frank with yourself, get real. We get mad. But that doesn't mean you have the right to chew out your spouse just because they are in the firing range, nor does it give your spouse the right to place the blame on you and get mad too, right? It's a two-way street. Everything comes around, goes around. So let's be real. You and I, we get mad. We get angry sometimes, not just once in a while, but all too often. This is real life here. When was the last time you asked your best friend, so did you and your, hubby get into a fight today? We don't talk about that. We brush that under the covers, but you know what? It's those kind of things we're brushing under the covers, under the carpet, because, oh man, and then it just grows and it mounds up. And then all of a sudden these dust bunnies come and attack us when the world is falling out from underneath us. And what really is going on isn't really the situation that we're in. It's what we have kind of kept track of years and years and years. It's all years in the making. So how do you keep your anger in check and not blow the gasket all the time? Well, you got to keep cool when it's hot. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Keep cool when all is hot. So difficult. It'd be nice to think you could just go get in an ice bath and all would be fine. I don't know about you though, an ice bath does not sound fun to me. I'd rather jump into a colder swimming pool. Actually, I probably would have to walk in a little more gingerly. I would get there eventually. But when we get angry, it happens very fast. And I'm talking to you from someone who has experienced it. I was the one firing. I didn't mean to. It wasn't necessarily directed per se at one person. It was just frustration. There's no excuse for it. And unfortunately, the people I love the most got the brunt of the blow. I took it out on my spouse, on my children, on my pets. Now, I wasn't mean. I wasn't violent. I would just raise my voice every once in a while. My tone would be sharp. I didn't have to say anything. Darts would fly from my eyes and you would know I am mad as I'll get out. Ask my kiddos. They'll tell you. Ask my husband. He will definitely confirm that. Now that's nothing to be proud of, but I'm sharing this with you because we don't talk about it. We keep it within our four walls, hoping that no one's going to know and it's all going to be okay. But it's not going to be okay if you don't address it. It's going to build and it's going to get worse. And I look at the world today and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, what is going on with our world? We've got people who are flying in the air. I can remember when I went on my first airplane ride, we dressed up. It was a big deal. We used our manners. And man, I knew if I didn't use my manners, I was in trouble. There was respect. And if we didn't like what was going on, we still would work within the rules and we were quiet about it and respectful, and that was the end of it. And we knew that there were ways to complain, but we didn't have to get mad. We didn't have to get irate. It wasn't all about entitlement. And we are seeing this every single day, and we are 100% seeing entitlement in our marriages, and that is killing our marriages, and no one's talking about it. So today, I'm letting it all hang out. We're dusting the house. We're shaking the carpet out. We're cleaning the cupboards. Keep cool when all is hot. And you gotta practice, practice, and practice more. It definitely does not come easy. But I promise you it's possible. I know because I've gone through it. Now, with all that I'm gonna tell you, I want you to understand this. I 100% believe you got to take your anger to God. I didn't do just the work on my own. I did it in conjunction with God. That's just me. That's how I did it. That's how I handled it. That's how I now keep it in check. And guess what? My children noticed a difference when I began making the switch over a decade ago. My husband definitely noticed a difference and still does to this day. Now, I don't think they could pinpoint, my husband could, but my children would not be able to pinpoint and say, well, this is when mom changed. But they could tell you over time they noticed things. So again, it wasn't that kind of, you know, throwing things around and all of this. It was yelling. It was, you know, me just being fussy at times for no reason, of which they did not cause, right? There was a reason, but it wasn't a reason that dealt with them, but they still got the wrath of me. So I really want to encourage you, if you're a Christian, if you're a believer, go to God with this. Wrestle with Him when it comes to your anger. And say, Lord, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. Show me. Where are my faults here? And I promise you, you will get better at being able to control your anger. And there are ways to handle it. There is something called anger management. And I 100% believe that if you do have a temper, you need to get help. Because it's going to go beyond your four walls. You may take it up into the skies. You may take it on the road. You may take it to your job. You may take it into the grocery store. But the people that you're hurting the most, I 100% believe it's your family and it's your spouse. And they can't take it. And it's not fair for them. Now, understand this. There are times that we need to show a little emotion and we need to get a little upset about things. That's okay. But when you are lashing out at people and carrying on in other ways that are inappropriate, that are disrespectful to another human being, you've gone too far. So keep that in mind. Are you one who's just like, gosh, I had a really tough day at work, and so I'm talking to my hubby about it, and I'm explaining it to him, and I'm getting a little passionate in my voice, and so it kind of sounds like I'm angry. Okay, that's fine. You're telling a story, right? You go to the movies and you see when somebody gets angry, right? They're playing a part. They're telling the story. That's fine. But it's different when you're acting it out on someone directly. You're taking it too far. So keep cool when all is hot. What does that look like? There's three things I want to go over today. Number one, resolve at the root. You don't hear a lot of people talking about this. They just say, oh, just, you know, keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything. This too shall pass. But if you've got something boiling up inside of you, there's a reason for that. You're being triggered. What is really causing you to lash out and be mean? You got to figure that out. Resolve at the root. Just yelling at your spouse because you've had a bad day because the kids are driving you crazy and it's just been a long day at home. Really? Is that fair to him? No. It's definitely not fair to you either. I get that. But you shouldn't be mad at him. He goes and sits down. All of a sudden, you're yelling at him going, well, why did you leave your shoes here on the floor? Why couldn't you help me with the groceries? And he's like, well, because you never asked me. And you're too hot to trot that you're not hearing him. You're shutting him down. You are just literally throwing darts and whatever else, ammunition at him. He can do no right in the moment. I mean, come on. Isn't that the truth? Yeah, it is. So if you find yourself having these moments, situations play out, ask yourself, try to pause and say, what am I really mad at? What is it? You got to get down deeper. And I promise you, the more layers you peel off, it goes even deeper. It's not just that you've had a long day with the kids. It's more than that. And a lot of it comes down to what you're feeling on the inside. It may go all the way back to childhood. It may go back to when you first got married or when you were dating, or it could be a situation that came up. But you got to resolve it at the root. Number two, repent your wrongs. You are not perfect and neither is your spouse. But when you are mad at someone, you act like you know it all. Because that's how you come across. I'm right, you're wrong, end of story. So you got to repent of your wrongs. If you are out of line or so wrong, admit to it and ask for forgiveness. I told you earlier, right? Take your anger to God. Ask God for forgiveness. Say, Lord, I don't know why I keep doing this, but I need you to show me why. Open up the doors so my heart can understand, so my mind can connect with my heart, so it makes sense to me, so I can begin to make changes. They don't have to be abrupt changes, but you have to know in order to make the change, right? If you have an alcoholic, until they admit they're an alcoholic, that they drink too much, can they make that change? Nope, because they don't see anything wrong with it. Same with anger. If you don't see that you have a problem with anger, that you get mad, and not a healthy mad, but an unhealthy mad, you get angry. You're to the point of bitterness. You may even be at a breaking point. You have got to admit that you have an issue before anything can change. So repent your wrongs. And finally, number three, recognize your responsibility. What part of the anger story do you play? You have to own your part and manage it accordingly. I get that marriage is a two-way street. 100%. But in any relationship, unless if I'm working with both spouses, it still takes one. It takes one to get it all started. It takes one to ignite the spark. Is that fair, unfair? No, it's just called real life. It's a fact. Get over the feeling part. If you want to embrace your marriage and you want to make it better for years and years and years to come, you have got to start putting in the work. You can't bury everything. You especially cannot bury your anger. I'm telling you, it is horrible for your marriage. Horrible. You'll be destroying it and unraveling your marriage one string at a time if you let anger always get in the way. So resolve at the root, repent your wrongs, and recognize your responsibility. Now, I want to throw in a bonus in here. And that bonus is this. How can you keep your reactions in check when your spouse gets heated? So this is reversed. Before, we were talking about you having the issue, you getting mad, and we all get mad. There are different degrees of getting mad, again, so you have to figure that out for you. If you want to chat about it, reach out to me. I know I get this stuff. What I come on and talk to you about is what's on my heart, what I've learned from my experiences, what God has said, you know what? This is where you are and this is where you need to be. I've been challenged on many things. And so I want to help you. I want to serve you. But you can look at anger from the perspective of you being the one to get mad all the time. But now I want you to flip it. What if it's your spouse that's getting heated? How do you handle that? Well, I want to give you one thing to think about, and that is to plan an escape. And it's not what you think when I say plan an escape. That's why I said it that way, because I know what, you're going to remember it. But when your spouse gets heated, you need to plan an escape. When things are going the wrong way and they're heated, you need to have boundaries in place that make room for an escape so you don't have to sit in the middle of the fire and simmer. So if you know that your spouse is going to start going off or whatever, and understand this. First off, if there is abuse involved, this is a different conversation to be had. We are talking about verbal yelling, screaming. We're not talking about someone that's coming in and beating you over and over again. That is not what we're talking about here. That's a totally different level. You need to get to a safe place. I would encourage you to reach out, contact your local police department, fire department, go to a church. There are charities all around that will help you in this. Do not be silent if you are in trouble. Okay, please hear my heart on this. You need to be safe. You do not need to be in an abusive situation. Get help and reach out to someone. But with our everyday anger, right? If you've got a spouse who's just, he's had a bad day at work and he's flustered and he comes home and he's like, gosh, darn it. And all of a sudden you're the one that's in the firing range. And it's all coming at you. You got to plan an escape. What do I mean by that? There are some things as we watch our spouses that are triggers. And if you look and pay attention and you're observant, you will find these patterns. And when you can see that things are heating up, you can set boundaries within yourself so you don't get caught in the crossfire. Okay? We all need to express our feelings, and it's important that we do. However, how we do it and who we do it to is important also. So if your hubby is flustered as all get out, and all of a sudden he's raising his voice and say, gosh darn it, Susie, I don't know what the blankety blank you think you're doing, but why isn't this house clean? Why isn't my dinner made already? Have you done my laundry yet? These kids are too loud and they're bothering me. Okay, so all of a sudden, right, you're just kind of then on the defensive. Guess what? All of what he's saying, it may bother him, but that's not why he's mad. But your take on it is, oh my gosh, once again, I'm not good enough. Here I am in this situation, right? We play these scenarios in our head. But you got to take a step back and see that, you know what? You're really not right now the issue. Something else happened. Maybe it was something on the highway. Maybe it was something at work. Oh, wait, maybe it was something from 20 years ago that's still bothering him. And for some reason, it's come up today. So instead of being in the firing range, you set boundaries, plan an escape. Okay, he's fussy. Then I'm just going to remove myself. I'm not going to get emotionally involved in it. I'm going to remain calm. And I'm going to walk away. I'm going to go do something else in another room. Or I'm going to walk outside. I'm going to let him decompress. I'm going to take the kids with me. Whatever it is that you need to do, but you have to plan an escape. Otherwise, what happens? You get caught in the scenario. And then guess what? Oh, yeah. It is all out war, isn't it? You're yelling at him. He's yelling at you. Aha, you know what I'm talking about. This is real life stuff. Don't get caught in the crossfire. You can plan an escape. You can see and know, okay, I know this happens. And for some, if you've got a spouse that comes home and they are under a ton of stress, and nowadays, I don't see who's not under a ton of stress. I have bug guys that come, yard guys that come, you know, all these different people who come to help service our area in our house and our outside too. And I'll have conversations with them. And you know what? There's basically a consensus that everybody's stressed for different reasons. And when you're stressed, what do you think comes out? When something goes wrong, you better believe it. You get mad, you get angry. And there's different levels of that. So if everybody's mad and angry, and you know your spouse is coming home and he or she's mad and angry, maybe you need to just set aside time and say, you know what? For the first 15, 20 minutes, we're not going to say anything to dad. We're not going to say anything to mom. We're just going to let them decompress. We're going to let them breathe a little bit. Maybe you can help the situation and have their favorite beverage waiting for them. Maybe, like for my husband, it's an ice cold Pepsi in his purple cup. You have that ready for them. You give it to them and you walk out. If they want a conversation started, let them start the conversation. And then after that decompression is over, then you can begin, hey, hun, how was your day? Anything happen? Sure didn't miss you today. Whatever the conversation is. But you gave them space to breathe a little bit, to come down off of whatever mountaintop they were on. You got to learn how to keep your cool when your spouse gets heated. And in all reality, it starts with you. As much as you don't want to hear that, it does. You have to keep yourself in check first. You have to understand where anger comes from. You have to do your own homework, and then you can begin to turn the table. And then you can say, okay, now, what is it here? And when you begin to model things, I promise you, your spouse is going to notice. They may not say anything, but I guarantee you, it'll be like, oh man, yeah, she's really changed something. I don't know what it is. Can't put my finger on it. And then eventually it might actually come up in conversation. It's amazing. I've had clients that I've worked with and their spouses come up to me. I'm only working with, you know, the individual person, but a spouse a year, 2 years later comes up to me and they're like, Christiane, you have changed our life. And I'm like, well, thank you. I mean, it's a compliment. I didn't do the work. My client did the work. I was there to support and help. But guess what? It grew, and it grew beyond what the client was working on. It also grew and the spouse benefited. It's incredible. But remember, it takes one to ignite the spark and to keep the flame burning. And then yes, eventually it does become a two-way street. But you still may have to be the one to start it all. So don't get too fussy. Take a deep breath. Be honest with yourself. And keep your cool, even though your spouse might get a little hot. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.